February 18, 1926. Each manifestation on the divine will is a beatitude that is released by God. Each act of the human will rejects this beatitude. I felt oppressed because of many thoughts that went through my mind, with the addition of the privation of my sweet Jesus. And while I struggled between the hope that he would not leave me without him for too long and the fear of no longer seeing him, my lovable Jesus took me by surprise and filled me all with himself, in such a way that I could no longer see myself, but only Jesus, who formed around himself an immense sea of many little flames, and these were all the truths that regarded his divinity and his lovable will. I would have wanted to take all those little flames, in order to know the one who is everything for me, and to make him known to all, but, no, now I could not find the human terms in order to express them. Now the littleness of my mind, to contain them. Now the infinity, which it was not given to me to embrace. Now the immensity, in which I remained lost. I could comprehend a little bit of everything, but, alas! The celestial language is very different from the terrestrial language, therefore I could not find the right words to make myself understood. More so, since when I am with Jesus, I have the same language as Jesus, we understand each other perfectly. But once Jesus has withdrawn and I find myself inside myself, I feel such a change, that I am just barely able to say a few things, and maybe half mangled, and while babbling like a little child. Then, while I was swimming inside that sea of little flames, my beloved Jesus told me, "It is right that the little newborn of my supreme volition take part in the beatitudes, joys and happinesses of she, one who delivered her to the light. All these little flames that you see in the endless sea of my will are a symbol of the secret beatitudes, joys and happinesses which it contains. I say secret because, since I have not yet manifested the fullness of the knowledge which the eternal will contains, nor are there the right dispositions and creatures in order to manifest them, all these beatitudes remain at intra, inside the divinity, as we are waiting to put them out for the one who would be born, live and carry out her life in our will, with no interruption, because, her will being one with ours, all the divine doors are opened and our most intimate secrets revealed. The joys and the beatitudes are placed in common, as much as it is possible for a creature, and as much as she is capable of. So, you see, my daughter, each manifestation that I make to you about my will is a beatitude released from the womb of the divinity, which not only makes you happy and disposes you more to live in my will, but prepares you for more new knowledges. And not only this, but all of heaven remains inundated by that new beatitude which has come out of our womb. Oh, how grateful they are to you, and how they pray that I continue the manifestations on my will. These beatitudes were closed into ourselves by the human will, and each act of human will is a lock to these celestial beatitudes, not only in time, but also in eternity, because each act of my will done on earth sows in the soul the seed of that beatitude which she will enjoy in heaven. Without the seed, it is useless to hope for the plant. Therefore, deeper and deeper do I want you, inside my will.